Just a thought.
Well, it's a nice thought. Malachi 3, they spoke one to another. And what a wonderful subject to be able to speak.
And it is a subject that is not discussed.
Yeah.
There's no chat room where people talk about the holiness of God. Right? But this is, in that chat room there, the seraphim are talking with one another, and they are talking about the holiness of God. The Lord Jesus said, or the scripture said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And that is really the characteristic of the believer. It doesn't matter how young you are. Your Father is holy. You ought to be holy. And I'm not talking about positionally here because you are sanctified positionally. But I'm talking about revealing and showing that in every action that the Lord is holy. Now, sin is not cute. Sin is not to be congratulated for when you commit it. Sin is horrible. It's awful. And it ought not to be named among the people of God. We are bombarded by environment around us that unholiness has become something. And all of the people are crying, unholy, unholy, unholy. That's the way we should live. It's our lifestyle. And it's impacting us that we become very casual about these things. But in the presence of God, and if we are in the presence of God, we'll be conscious of the fact that holiness becometh thy house. And we are his house. Set apart for God, that's four. The idea of conducting myself on a principle that's completely foreign and strange and unacceptable in this world. Not we are going to be isolated from everybody else. We're going to go to school. We're going to go to work. We're going to study. We're going to do a good job at our workplace. We're going to do what we have to do at home as mothers and as wives. That's all our responsibility. But in all of that, we are going to show who we are. We belong to the one who is holy. The manner of life is different than everybody else around us. And Satan goes after us in a very strong way to undo in our mind our heavenly calling, what kind of people we are. Three times it's mentioned. Yes, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But you know what? It's greater emphasis. God is holy. We ought to be holy. Not everybody's going to see that scene like Isaiah. And not everybody's going to hear that voice but Isaiah. But if people look upon us as we walk, as we conduct ourselves, do they realize that we do certain things or we don't do certain things because we are set apart for God? Not because we're afraid of somebody. Or not because somebody's going to see, or we're going to get caught. That's not the idea at all. The idea is that we belong to one. It's a higher quality. There is dignity in holiness. There is beauty in holiness. Sometimes we think that holiness looks attractive and beautiful. It's not. It's ugly. It's filthy. But there is beauty in holiness. There is strength in holiness. And if the young man wanted to be strong, then Samson was strong as long as he remained separated and holy. There is strength in holiness. There is beauty in holiness. And that is the characteristic of the Lord. And when Isaiah saw that whole scene in here, filled the whole house. Not only filled the whole house, they are seeing his glory filling the whole earth. The house shook. The house shook from that very awesome, tremendous proclamation of the greatness and the glory of God. The whole thing trembled, just like Mount Sinai trembled when the Lord descended on him. Now Isaiah is standing in that scene. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Like the Pharisees, I'm better than everybody else? What are you going to say in a scene like that? Control his life completely. And he could utter the right words, the right assessment of himself.
What does it mean that the house was filled with smoke?
I was thinking the same thing, and I was reminded in Exodus where the tabernacle was established and the Shekinah glory came and filled the tabernacle. And I'm wondering if that is the thought here. This smoke is the Shekinah glory filling that temple.
Yes.
Same with the temple, at the dedication of the temple.
But the smoke would be significant of the praise that emanates from the expressions holy, holy, holy.
Yes,
we're not looking for literal smoke here.
Well, even if it was literal, like in the days of the brethren presented before us, it definitely spoke of a scene of glory.
Yes.
And how wonderful that what they have seen, if the smoke speaks of glory, they could utter it publicly and speak of the glory that shall fill the whole earth.
Would you say that when Aaron entered into the holiest of all, he has a censer?
Yes.
And the censer have incense in it. And there's fire on this incense. And as a result of that, as the fire consumed the incense, smoke came up. And here, as a result of that praise, smoke came up. It is really the outcoming of the impact of the fire on the incense, that those praises that are going up, holy, 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 as a result of that, fell the whole place with smoke.
Yeah, I just want to say, which is true 100%, that we have heard from Brother Steve earlier that because the king lifted up his heart, there is a response here now that we see him high and lifted up. The same thing that you have presented earlier, that this is a man wanted to be Uzziah, a king and priest. And now we have in this chapter the features of the one who is the true king and priest. King, he has a throne. A priest, and it says about, and his train. You know, a train is not choo-choo train here, but so for us to understand, because sometimes the word does not really bring the force of it. It's a garment. It's a gown that is tied up. And it displays itself where? In the temple. And this is the one who is the actual king and the great priest that is have every right to sit upon the throne. So bring us, brethren, please. There much could be said, but bring us to the lesson that we all need to learn. And that is probably the greatest lesson that we are not learning in our days. How to make the right evaluation and the right assessment upon myself.